I'm Salona Carlisle, and this is another edition of the Everyday Bliss for the Modern Woman weekly transmissions, created for the woman who is wildly devoted to choosing herself and living her desired life now instead of waiting until later. It's so fascinating how the very thing we crave the most can so often be the very thing we avoid or resist so often. We forget that what we're really looking for and always seeking is so much closer than we realize, as close as our next breath. It's in the way that we give someone else the power to make us feel the way we wish we were feeling, rather than sourcing it from within ourselves and our own lives, or the way we reach for our phones as if we don't know what else to do in that moment, as a way to soothe the anxiety or emptiness we may feel, rather than drop deeper down into our bodies, our breath, our sensual aliveness, our essence, into the only true refuge there ever is. It shows up in the way we fill our days with trying to do more and more, and go faster and faster to get more done, as if there's a finish line to reach when then we'll finally get to relax more fully into our skin and bask in the beauty and preciousness of our life that, meanwhile, is passing us by in a blur in our perpetual quest for fulfillment, for more, for different. But the truth is, if what we really want is to be deeply fulfilled and to be able to take in the nourishment of the moment, then we must be available for it. Being available for it means slowing down enough to move even deeper inside, rather than further up and farther out. It means opening our bodies to be able to receive and relish life through each and every one of our senses, and to taste the nectar that is at the heart of this embodied experience that lives at the heart of them. And doing so requires having the devotional intention, the somatic tools, and the embodiment practices, like the ones I teach my clients, that support this unwinding and unraveling of all the constriction and this clench that we're constantly holding our bodies in and accumulating in our race against time and our resistance to the moment. As a woman, what happens when we're not in a consistent pleasure practice and are stressed out with our lives is that we simply can't feel the pleasures that are available. We actually lose the receptivity, the receptor sites that allow us to feel pleasure. They get dulled, they get short-circuited. We may psychologically block it because we hold a deep core belief that we can't afford to stop, or that it's not safe to slow down enough to feel ourselves, to feel this moment more fully, and to let life in. So becoming deeply, sensually nourished and satisfying our quest for fulfillment means deciding that this moment and how we show up to it matters. Why? Because every moment contains every possibility. And possibility is ultimately what we crave. Because within possibility lives the fulfillment of anything we could ever desire, of any desire we could ever have. This means slowing down enough to reflect upon and question why you're really doing what it is you're doing, and why you're choosing what it is you're choosing. You are looking for something. That is what drives everything you do in every moment. You're desiring something. Yes, let's celebrate that. That is the creative force of life expanding. Desire, or is from the only thing that will ever truly satisfy. In other words, do the nutrition that you're deeply hungry and thirsty for. This is why I'm constantly that the destination is always a journey back inside. And most women so much more compelling. But the outer can only ever reflect the inner, the other way around. Sometimes, as if is what's going to make all the difference and give us what we want, finally. It may seem that way at times, but anything that you require externally, until the cycle comes around, turn you back inside. Every time you restored and poured back in to your system, your heart, your mind, your deep knowing, which anchors you back into that which is even and lands you back in the knowing that the truest fulfillment and the most lasting satisfaction for serves that which is even more eternal within you and your embodiment of that. Not always an easy path. which is why I love teaching my clients how to reclaim their body's capacity to feel pleasure and to infuse as much aliveness and sensual expansion into the journey as possible, so that you're staying full, well nourished, enlivened, and in touch with the deep richness of life along the way. It's why I call it the sexy path back to wholeness. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more and receive my free ecstatic feminine embodiment meditation, go to SalonaCarlisle.com. I offer a variety of ways into this work. So if you know you want to dive deeper into living more everyday bliss and becoming that woman who is wildly devoted to living her desired life now instead of later, you can also request a free consult at SalonaCarlisle.com/discover. And together we can find the perfect way into this work for you.